You've waited 8 excruciatingly long months for the most exciting 2-plus minutes in new sports talk radio to return to this great land. Well, wait no longer, sports fans, because the time is now. That's right. It's time for another year of the award-winning Pass Perfect Pigskin Prognostications right here on the WSGW Morning Team Show. Now, when we sadly left each other last winter, I gave you my Super Bowl prediction. Let's review how that turned out.
Sorry, Kelly Stafford. Give me the Bengals over the Rams 29-26.
But the Rams were built to win the Super Bowl, and they have sealed the deal.
So why did I pick the Cincy Bungles over Matthew Stafford and the Rams? Stafford was no longer a Lion. Of course he was going to win. Once you escape the fruitless exercise of futility within the folklore of Lions football, you suddenly become a champion, a superstar, and even Lily from AT&T likes you.
Life-changing.
Still, my overall record was a proud 48-26 last season. But I'm not just settling for stellar. No, I'm going for perfection. And so I'm giving you not just 3 surefire picks, but I'm providing you with 5 surefire picks to start the year because I'm just that generous. Here are my picks. Let's start locally as the Saginaw Valley State University Cardinals host the West Virginia Wesleyan College Bobcats. Tonight, with coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. on 100.5 FM News Radio WSGW. The Cards hope to build on a solid 2021 led by an opportunistic defense that led the nation in turnovers. I foresee a blowout for the Cards over the Bobcats. Also, Casey Williams catches a TD pass. You heard it here first. Give me SVSU over West Virginia Wesleyan 33-12. Also tonight, the Central Michigan Chippewas hit the road as they'll start the season against number 12 Oklahoma State. Game time is 7 p.m. I'm already decked out in my maroon and gold, ready for an upset reminiscent of CMU's stunning last-second win over the Cowboys back in 2016. The Chips go into this contest as 22-point underdogs, but led by one of the nation's best running backs in Lou Nichols, that will keep this game closer than the so-called experts think. I'm still hoping for an upset, but hey, I have to go with my head on this one. Give me Oklahoma State over CMU 38-28. Still, go fire up, Chips! Okay, now my family would disown me if I didn't pick another intriguing matchup happening tonight in the Big Ten as Penn State visits Purdue with game time at 8 p.m. Look for Penn State's defense and running attack to be too much for the Boilermakers. Give me Penn State over Purdue 27-17. Tomorrow night, the 15th-ranked Michigan State Spartans play host against the Western Michigan Broncos at Spartan Stadium with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Spartans are 22.5-point favorites, and I don't think that's enough. This is a talented Spartan squad led by head coach Mel Tucker, who's so soft-spoken and even boring at times. But when it's game time, his Spartans play an exciting and physical style of football that Michigan fans know all too well. This CMU chip cannot pick the Broncos. Give me MSU over Western Michigan 45-17. And finally, the defending Big Ten champion Michigan Wolverines kick off their much-anticipated season Saturday against Colorado State. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. with game time at noon on 790 News Radio WSGW. We learned that Jim Harbaugh decided to give Cade McNamara the start behind center this week for the 8th-ranked Wolverines, while J.J. McCarthy starts at quarterback next week. Now, some say it's a problem to have 2 good quarterbacks. Well, in my book, it's better than having 0 good quarterbacks. I also predict Michigan's defense to be better than last year's defense. That's right. Give me Michigan over Colorado State 49-14. So I'm going with SVSU over West Virginia Wesleyan, Oklahoma State over CMU, Penn State over Purdue, MSU over Western Michigan, and Michigan over Colorado State. I know, I delivered big time here today.
You have wasted our time, sir.
Nonsense, I say. That's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.